the bottom of Yurimid Beis. Mara says you're allowed to collect debts. And he said if it's collecting debts of money, that's for sure mutter. Shaila is debts where you collect it in merchandise, and there it's more like mekach u'memker. But if the person's not going to be around after Chol HaMoed, then it's a Dover HaAved, you're allowed to correct the debt. So Mara says, Tanya Nami Gabi Avodah Zorah. We have a similar heter by Avodah Zorah to collect debts when somebody's around. Ki hai gavna, holchun liyarid. Shal akum, you're allowed to go. It's not talking about Chol HaMoed, it's understand. Usually you're not allowed to go to fairs of Avodah Zorah. Velochim behema avon mushvachas batim sodos ukromim, and you're allowed to buy animals, slaves, houses, fields, and you're allowed to write a shtar and to verify it in a secular court. If neishu kamatzul miyoda, because if you don't do all these things, you lose the field or whatever. They'll deny that they sold it or whatever. You lose it. So therefore, the Rabbanim were makel to do all these things which are normally usher in order that you don't lose your property. Same thing over here on Chol HaMoed. If you don't collect the debt when the people are around, you'll lose it. So therefore, they were makel on Chol HaMoed also. Consider it a Dover HaAved. Rashi, you read Shalakum, Yumid Shuka. It's a day of what's it called, Shuk, when and it happens to be on a Goyish holiday. Normally, you're not allowed to do business with them. But if you don't do it then, you won't be able to do it bichlal. Umala berkos, l'kaim b'chasim wasan, you'll have to go verify the shtar in a secular court. To keep in the hashtahu, the mashkech lehu, since they're around now, l'yumach rina lo, and they won't be around the next day, they come in for the fair, and that's it. Right? So therefore, it's a dover ha'aved, and just like the Rabbanim were mekel, by Yerid Shalakum, they were mekel on Chol HaMoed too. Rav Shor Lechia Bar Ashi Lemigdal Ahuri Becholid Moada. Rav permitted the Chia Bar Ashi to make fish nets on Chol HaMoed. My time, my sahed you do it. Tzorech HaMoed, he wanted to catch fish to eat on Chol HaMoed. And since it's Tzorech HaMoed, and it's only my sahed yot, you're allowed to do it. It's not a professional thing. My time, my sahed you do. Aval Isli Osir, but to make nets to catch birds, those nets have to be made professionally. My time of Maisa Umenu, and therefore it's also even Letzorech HaMoed. Rav Yehuda Shori Leuma Laami Tanuroa Lemigdal Tanure. Rav Yehuda was Matir Taami Tanuroa. He was an oven maker to make an oven on what's it called on Chol HaMoed. Ularaba Bar Isvi Lemigdal Mahulta, and to Rabbi Bar Isvi to make a sieve. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to make an oven lechatchila. Here is matter to make the oven lechatchila. Where says lokash, it can be mosachama, can mosachshon. Depends if it was tzorech hamoed or not. And here, even though it's tzorech hamoed, it seems to be a maisa umman to have to build an oven. But here it's tzorech ochel nefesh, and tzorech ochel nefesh is mutra filu maisa umman letzorech hamoed. But if it's not letzorech hamoed, you're not going to use it on Chol HaMoed, then surely you can't build it. So the Gemara says, if it's b'mosachama, where the clay dries out fast, so then you'll be able to use the oven on Chol HaMoed, so making it is for the sake of Chol HaMoed. But if it's during your Mos HaGeshamim, in other words, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, as opposed to Chol HaMoed, well, it's the opposite, I guess, Chol HaMoed Pesach, as opposed to Chol HaMoed Sukkos, right, where the oven won't dry out, still the end of your Mos HaGeshamim. So it's very, it's very humid. So the clay won't dry. So you're making it on Chol HaMoed. You're not going to be able to use it to refer Chol HaMoed. That's awesome. Rashi. Ahure, it's talking about dagim. Right? Those are nets that you catch fish. Isli, Rishos, it's talking about avos. Isli are nets that you catch birds. Lemigul tanura, lasos atanur mechodesh. To make a new oven. Mahulta is a napa, is a sieve. Yemosachama, kolomer kshiesh yemosachama, kagom bepesach. The Chovel Alma, She'ein Yordim Bo Geshamim, right, where it's not rainy, it's Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach, right, Mutar Lasos Botar, then you can make an oven. L'fi She'la'acher, She'la'alter Yibesh, it'll dry out immediately. V'cholun lafos bo pas beregel, l'tzorach haregel. Kan b'mos haksham, k'lom k'shiyordin haksham beregel, k'gom b'sukkis, einos entaner. But if it's b'mos hakshamim, right, and the clay won't dry out, you won't be able to use the oven on cholam moed, v'sheino yovish la'alter ad l'achar haregel. The oved tircha shel l'tzorach haregel. You're doing something that you don't need on cholam moed, you're going to need it only for afterwards. Osim Michael Agag, you're allowed to make a ma'ake, right, a wall to prevent people from falling off a roof. Ulam Repeses, and in Repeset also, you're allowed to make a what's it called? Repeset was like a balcony that you went up to the second floor, and it was the hallway in front of the houses on the second floor. So you're allowed to make ma'ake for the Repeset. Maisa Hedyah. You can only build it Maisa Hedyah, because again, it's Tzorech HaMoed. It's not considered here Dover HaOved. And also it's talking in a case where you don't really need a Ma'ake, right? In areas that are not living areas. Right? And a roof that's not made for living, you don't need a Ma'ake. Where people don't usually go up there, even though they could go up there. Avalo Maisa Umen, right? But you still need a Ma'ake that you should protect people from falling off. It's not the halacha of Micah, right? So you're allowed to do it Tzorech HaMoed, and you're allowed to do it Maisa Hedyah. Avalo Maisa Umin. Shofin is hastokin, umagilin osom b'magila, b'yad uveregel. You're allowed to take the cracks out of an oven by smoothing plaster over it. With a magila, as a roller, and with your hands and your feet. We'll see the Gemara's going to discuss. You can do it with your hands, what you do with a roller, what you have to tell me you have to do with hands and your feet. Avalobe mechlatzai, but not with a mechlatzai, which is a special kind of contraption that's used for smoothing out plaster. It's like a trowel. Hatsir, v'hatsinor, v'hakora, v'hamanul, v'hamafteach, shenishbru, v'saknum amoy. All these things are things to lock your house. They're either the hinges of the door or the lock. Right, so if they got broken, you're allowed to fix them on Chol HaMoed. This is a Dover HaOved. If your house can't lock, you've got nothing, they're going to come in and steal. Right, so therefore it's a Dover HaOved. You're allowed to do it even Maisa Umen, but what's the condition by Dover HaOved is you can't leave it Bedafka to do on Chol HaMoed. If you could do it before, you have to do it before. And if you leave it Bedafka to do on Chol HaMoed, you're not even allowed to do a Dover HaOved. If you left it specifically to do on Chol HaMoed. Right, there's a Maisa Malacha that we learned before that you're even allowed to leave for Chol HaMoed is Tzorchei Tzibur. Tzorchei Rabim, you're allowed even to leave special to do on Chol HaMoed. Chol Kivoshim, Shu Yochol Lecho Mehem B'moy Kovshan. And any pickles that you can eat the pickles already on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to pickle them. But if pickling them, well, they won't be ready till after Yontif, you can't pickle them on Yontif in order to be ready after Yontif, after Chol HaMoed. After the last day's Yontif. Okay. Hechidam v'atzer Rashi. Ma'akele mirpesis, kosel k'tana osim ala itztavos, shelifni ha'alios gedolos. It's a small wall that you make on the platform that is the hallway before the apartments of the second floor. Ke'en shi'esh al svas na'arainis. He says, in case you want to go and see apartments like that with a balcony, in the Rhinus River, there were buildings like that. Shofenis astogim shebetanor. You're allowed to take the cracks out of an oven. Umagilin also magila. You can even use a roller. Shegolin al karkoyis atanor eitz godl ogle a wheel. Right? Kedei listom hastogim. Right? It closes off the cracks. Biyad of a regel shelokeh biyado eitz uboatim biyad al atanor listom hastogim. You can do it by hand or by foot. Take a board, and you bang it with your hand or with your foot on the oven to take off the cracks. O boit baragla karkoy satan. You kick it with your leg or you hit it with your hand. Mechlatzayim eitz ke'ein regel. Mechlatzayim is a board that's shaped like a foot. Shedolcho b'maziv alistom aslokim. And that is a professional thing. Yesh bo maisa umen yosur magila. It's more professional than a magila anybody can use. But this mechlatzayim only a professional could use. Tzir regel hadeles, kemo hadeles tisov al tzira. This is the hinge which the door revolves around. Sinor, Hu hachor shebiskofa tachtona. Tzinor is the hole which the hinge goes into. Kemo tzinora didosha. Hakora masha'ala pesach shetarzu bohadeles. The korin obartor. The kora is what goes over the door. Manol is the lock. Uvavachli iskaven lasos melachta b'moed. Kishiyesh l'sak and kolelu b'sharimos hashona. Person has these things broken the rest of the year, and he says, you know what, I'll have time on Chol HaMoed, I'll do it then, and he's not allowed to do it. Even though when Chol HaMoed comes, there'll be a dover of it, right? But still, it's not mutter. Uminich ad HaMoed, ukvoshin shel tzir, kolomer dagim, ushar dvorim, shekovshim v'melech, anything that you pickle, fish, right, herring, whatever, or vegetables, shiochel ochel moed, if you can pickle them and eat them on Chol HaMoed, then you can pickle them. Shelo yetzorech lahamtim b'chilosan ad lach ramoed, they'll be ready, pickled already on Chol HaMoed. You can pickle them on Chol HaMoed and eat them on Chol HaMoed. Things that get pickled quickly, so you're allowed to pickle them on Chol HaMoed and eat them before Yom Tov's over. Okay. Hechidom yimaisa hedyet. What's called the maisa hedyet? Rav Yosef Omer behutzav adafna. How do you build a maka be maisa hedyet with hutz and dafna, with what's it called, palm leaves and the reeds or whatever. Nasnisa tana. Like we had before, that you're allowed to fix a wall, right, with makeshift, with these reeds or whatever, or by putting stones in without putting cement between them. Rashi, hutze dekel, right, they're palm leaves. Dafna, avdi lechayim shogether, lechayayim shogether. The dafna are the sideboards, and the hutza is the fill in the middle. Okay. Shofin is hastokir, magila nosa magila. Hash magila amrashori, biyad regal miboya. Why does the mission say you can even use a roller and your hand, or your hands and feet? If you can use a roller, that's more of a maisa omen, but still considered maisa hedyet. Surely just using your hands and feet is mutter. Hochikomer. No, it means like this. Shofin is hastokir, magila nosa ke'ein magila. Biyad v'regel avaloba michlatzayim. So Rashi learns what it means is the following. Magila derech umnis yosir. Magila is more professional when you use a roller than using just your hands and feet. Biyad v'regel delav maisa umenhu lo kol shekein. So surely yad v'regel, which is less of a maisa umen, is mutter. And why does that have to mention yad v'regel if already said you can use a magila? Or it says ke'ein magila, velo magila, you can't use a roller. You can use your hands and feet, even if the result will be similar to what a roller produces. But you can't use your hands and feet even if it's going to produce a result as professional as a mechlatzayim produces. Elakein magila biyad v'regel. That's the way the Rashi and the Rif learns this inyan. You're not allowed to use a roller, surely not a mechlatzayim. Those things are maisa umen. But you're allowed to use your hands and feet, but only in a way that it produces what a roller would normally produce, but not in a way that would produce what a mechlatzayim produces. Okay. Hatzir v'atzinor v'hakora v'hamanul v'mafteach shenishbur musak m'moy. You ought to fix all these things, doors and locks and hinges. Raminu v'chora, these things you need tools. It says ad yom of hayupatish makim b'Yerushalayim until the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. They used to have hammers banging in Yerushalayim and Chol HaMoed. Where it says, Ad Yomav in, Mikan Veilich Lo. After Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they didn't, they didn't permit using tools on Chol HaMoed, in Yerushalayim. So how could it be that it was mutter to fix these things? You have to use tools to fix these things. Where it says, Lo Kasher, Kan B'Denafchi, Kan B'Denagri. Depends what kind of hammer. Right. A hammer of a blacksmith, that was also because it makes a lot of noise. The blacksmith hits on the anvil, he makes noise and therefore the noise was a zilzul in Chol HaMoed. But a carpenter's hammer, that's okay, and for what you make for the door or whatever is not like a blacksmith, more like a carpenter. Versus Maskers Lord Chizdi, Yomru Kala Rabba, also called a Zuta Shari, comes out that the Isser is because of the noise. A little noise is okay, a lot of noise is not so good, there's no shear. How do you measure what's a lot of noise and a little noise? Elom Rav Chizlo Kasha. Hobe magli, hobe chatzini. It depends if the tool makes noise at all. Right? A magl doesn't make any noise. So it's a tool. It doesn't make noise, not a zilzul of yontif, if the other conditions are met. But a chatzini makes noise, there it's a problem. Ad yom of shulchan koin gadol, hayapatish makir b'rishlayim b'chol shomoyd. But who gozer lo bitl? He said you can't use tools on cholamoyd. Alma osir. Umasnisin tani umasaknin manu mateach. You need tools. Masnisin the masaknin elu b'chol shomoyd ben denagri. The manu shall eight shori to lo havi kol a rabba. Since it's wood and it's a hammer that's used on wood, it doesn't make a lot of noise. But the nafri the patish hainu kurnis osir to havi kol a rabba v'olvi kol a osir. But if a blacksmith uses it on metal, and there it makes a lot of noise. Magli meser godl shori. Magli is a big saw. Doesn't make noise. Lo moli kol a klum. Doesn't make any noise. So it's not a question of a lot of noise or little noise. Something that makes no noise is mutter. Something that makes noise is osir. B'chatzini barra osir davi oludi kol a tvei. The chatzini makes noise. That's where it's osir. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says, no, I have a better teretz. Kan kodim gzera, kan lachar gzera. That which it says you're allowed to fix all these things is before the gzera. And that which it says you're not allowed to is after the gzera. Rav Ashi Omar, horab Yehuda, horab Yossi. No, that it says that you can't, use tools, that only goes according to Rav Yehuda, who says that even Dover Ha'aved, you can only do with a shinul. But Rav Yossi holds Dover Ha'avid, you can do regular, therefore you're allowed to use tools also, and that's what we're passing also. Something's Dover Ha'avid, you can use tools even if it makes noise. Dom Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, man tana shinu b'moi b'dover ha'avid, who's the one who holds that on even a Dover Ha'avid, on cholamoy, you have to have a shinui? The low Rav Yossi, not like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds, if it's Dover Ha'avid, you can do it regular, ma'isa umen, doesn't have to be a ma'isa hedyet, right? The only thing that's, the only condition is that you can't leave it special for Chol HaMoed. Okay. Omer Avina Kaman Madlidin Ha'inda Kabiyusa Dedosha B'chol Demo'ad Kaman Rav Yossi. So who do we rely on today to fix these kinds of doors or whatever that are Dover Ha'aved with tools? Right? Like Rav Yossi. Rashi. La'achar Shigaz Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Harab Yehuda Harab Yossi V'pirka De L'Kamon. Rav Yossi lo boy l'shinu of Dover Ha'avid. Rav Yossi doesn't hold that what's it called next daf. We have a machlokas Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda whether by Dover Ha'avid you need a shinui or not. Rav Yossi holds you don't need a shinui. Umasnis in the shori hachi kol hani below shinui Rav Yossi. But according to Rav Yehuda, it's inachanami. You have to do it with the shinui and you couldn't use the tools. Kaman madlid no in the kabusa the doshik shiotsi masmerim shall eight min akora shala pesach when the dowels of the, what's it called, of the top of the door, come out on cholamoid. To shori lemeve below shinu, you're allowed to put it back, regular, make it regular, because again, if you don't have that, you can't get into your house, you can't get out of your house, or other people can get into your house, so it's a dover of it. Okay. Kavoshim shu yochol lechol b'moid kovshot. Bedisa, one second, yeah. Bedisa the boy kavre. What's it called? What happened was there was something missing here. Aleph is Bach. Is it here? Kach gives Elphas the pumpadisa the boy kavre. Ran says over there that there was a place called Bedisa, right? And they the fish came. There was like a sandbar that came and deposited fish on the banks of this river. So there was plenty of fishes to come and take. Right? The water receded and left the fish there. So there was free fish. So also Kuli Alma, right, sold. Right? Everybody came and captured fish. So they had an abundance of fish on Chol HaMoed. They couldn't eat it all on Chol HaMoed. Aisu kavra shari lehu rava lemimlach minayu. So rava permitted them to salt the fish. Ailechara, how could it permit that? You can't eat all that fish on Chol HaMoed. So how could you salt it? Basically, you're salting it for after Chol HaMoed. Amar li abaye v'hotznan kovsh kvoshin shu yochol lecho mehem b'moed kovshon. Only the ones you could eat, but if you can't eat from them on Chol HaMoed, you can't salt them. Amar li kivin demikora daiti dachila isinu The shavik lehu pasti ki parkmati ha'avidami. Since he took them the chalchila to eat, every single one of them you could have eaten on cholamoy. Now you have a lot of them. If you don't salt them all, the ones that you don't salt are going to get ruined. So therefore now it's a dover ha'avid. Right? So therefore you didn't bedafka, right, kept these things to save for after yontif. You kept them to eat. But now you have a lot of them. So if you don't salt them, it's going to be a dover ha'avid. It's like prakmati, it's like merchandise that's going to be lost, that dover ha'avid, you're allowed to salt them. The ikad the amri, and some learn different heter. Shori lehu rova meitzer. Mezel aisyu mimlech. Right? Meitzer. Rava permitted them to go capture them. So they went, and then they, what's it called, they went and salted them. Omer le'abayev, anan kvashim shu yochel lo'echel me'an kovshon. Right? L'chora, how could they go and salt them? They're salting more than they needed to eat on cholamoid. Omer le'ay, honey nomi misachli agav itzisa. No. It's conceivable that you could eat these, even the ones you salt, you could squeeze out the salt and eat them on cholamoid. So salting them did not permit you to eat them on cholamoid. Therefore, every single one is you could eat on cholamoid. So each one you're allowed to salt because it's conceivable that you would be able to make it edible on cholamoid if you wanted to. And even though if you didn't, you didn't, but you could. And therefore, that's good enough. Ki hadu Shmuel, avdu v'shisin itzitza v'ochal. Right, they made Shmuel 60 things of fish. You had to press out the salt, and he ate them. So it's possible sometimes you can have more than you thought you were going to need on cholamoy. Rava ikla lebeiresh kalusa, abdile shisin itzitza v'ochal. Right, Rava went to the Reish Kalusa, they also made for him 60 fish that they squeezed out the salt, and he ate them all. Rav, ikla lebeirav, lebeirav shvir, ais lekamayo ahau kavra, right, Rav went to the house of Rav Shvir, and they what's it called, brought him a fish, tilta bishula, so a third of it he cooked, tilta milcha, a third they salted for later, the tilta tavia, and a third they roasted, fried. Okay. Omar Rav, Omar li Adat Saida, right? Adat Saida was a fisherman. So he said, Kavra somach le misrari ma'ali. The fish is best right before it turns bad, right before it gets, what's it called? If you save it, it gets better with age, except when it starts to stink. Omer Rav, Omer Li Adat Saida. Another thing I learned from this fisherman: Kavra Tavya Biachva Asuke Ba'avua Mechli Bibrei Ishti Ale Avua. Right. Well, it happens like this: a fish, you fry it in its brother. Right. Now the brother of the fish is a kinui for salt. Right, because the fish lives around salt water. So the brother of the fish is a salt. So you fry it in salt. Asuke the avuha, right? After you fry it, you put it in water, which is the father of the fish, right? Lives in the water, from the water, so it's like its father. Then you put it into water after you fry it. Michle bebre, you eat it with its son, right? The bre is the tzir, which comes out of the fish. So that's what comes from the fish, is like its child. So you eat it together with the brine of the fish. Ishti ale avua. And you drink water with it, drink the father together with it. So you take care of the fish with its brother and its father. Okay. V'omer Rav, omer li adat saide, kavra, right? The fisherman Ada, who was a fisherman. Tachli v'chelba, Liton Gufa, below Liton Puria. The, let's see Rashi till here. Bedisa, Shem Nar. Bedisa was a river, right? Liboy, Shem Makom. Liboy was the name of a place that was near this river. Kavri, Hachi Asu Derech Lenar, Shiyotsu Memba, Vishtai Risham Dagim Harbe. Right? The waters of the Nar receded and left a lot of fish. Lemim lecharbi, so they've salted a lot of these fish. Shouldn't get ruined. Afal b'she'en yicholim la'ochlim b'moed, even though they couldn't eat them all on cholamoid, shari ho yomolchin harbi. They're making, salting a lot of them, and they weren't edible anymore on cholamoid. kvashim b'chometz v'melech shekorin v'hachanami kivin shemolchon harbe kedei latznion sulo chazalamoy. Since you salted a lot of them, you can't eat them anymore in cholamoid. So you're basically salting them for eating later, which is awesome. Omerle honi nami de malchino misachli moid. No, conceivably you could eat them on cholamoid. Agav itzitza shemoshe chamelch man. You could press the salt out of them. Shisin itzitzi kolomer roktsin olson harbe pamim. But you wash them 60 times, you can get the salt out. Matzli le shishin zimbi. And that's a guzma. It doesn't mean dafka 60 times. You wash it a lot, it'll take out the salt. And then you can press the salt out. Rav ikla b'moe tilta milcha agav itzitza. Right? A third of them, they, salted. And again, on the smach that if they wanted to, they could eat it during cholamoy. Somach le misrachi mali, kolomer yofahu la'achar zman, shenitzol yotzer me'ahir shaitan itzitza. A fresh fish is not as good as fish that has been aged a little bit up until the point where it goes bad. Tavya bi'achva b'melech. You fry the fish in salt. Shamelech nivra min amayim kedagim. Because the salt is also a product of the water, just like the fish. So it's its brother. Aske bavua lachar shetzolen osam b'mayim tzolen. After you fry it, you put it into cold water. That's the father of the fish. Achli bevrei, and you eat it together with it, the fish's son. Matilin also betzir ayotzim in adagim. You eat it with fish brine that comes from the fish. Veochlin also. Mishti aleavua sheshosin of mayim. Then you drink water with it. You drink its father with it. Shadagim nivru min amayim. Liton gufa kolomer laachrach ilosu mahalach harbe kodim shiyoshin. Right, a person eats. This is what the fisherman told him. You should pick up your body and walk after you eat. Don't go to sleep without walking. Don't carry your bed. Lotin puryur velo yishin le alter achareim. After you eat, pick up your body. Don't pick up your bed. Okay. The omar of rav, the omar rav, omar li adetzai de kavra, tachli v'chilba maya velo shikra, shikra velo chamra. Okay. He told him like this. What's healthy foods is tachli is shachalayim. Right. Some kind of, what does he say in English? What it is? Cress, some kind of... What, cress? Okay. Maya velo shichra, better to drink water. After you eat cress, it's better to drink water and not beer. Okay. Eaten cress or drunk beer, so it doesn't... Somebody asked me a shayla in cholamoid. They wanted to make challah, but the wife wasn't proficient in making challah. So she couldn't make a half recipe. She only knew how to make a whole recipe. But usually during the year, she makes a whole recipe, and some she used this week, some next week, or whatever. She don't have they get a family to use a whole recipe every week. And she didn't know how to make a half recipe. She wanted to know if she could make a whole recipe, even though part of it for sure is for not for Chol HaMoed. So Lamaisa, for a few reasons, it's mutter. One reason is that every part of it conceivably you could eat, right? Even though... It's like just the fish over here, even though probably they weren't going to eat all of it, but it was conceivable. Secondly, even on Yontif, you're allowed to make a lot of bread, even if you don't need it for Yontif, because the bread bakes better when there's a lot of bread in the oven. Same thing over here. She, Bedavka, wanted to make the bigger thing because she knew how to make it proper. If she would make the smaller thing, she wouldn't make it good. So it's better to make the bigger one for the sake of the one you're going to use on Yontif. So the other part was also for the sake of Yontif. Even the one you're not going to eat is also to make it better, just like you're allowed to bake extra bread in order to fill the oven, because then the bread that you're going to eat bakes better. So for all those reasons, it was mutter. Okay. Hadron lech mashkin beis hashalchin. Hadron lech mashkin beis hashalchin. Hadron lech beis hashalchin.